Okay? We are on Chaf Hei Amabez, the last two words. Chaf Hei Amabez. Agun Moi to all. Tanarabanan. The Elu Krain She'ein Mis'achav. So yesterday we spoke, or the Gemara spoke about all different stories of Dine Kriya and what happened when different people died. What were the Hespedim given? So today we say, Tanarabanan. The Elu Krain She'ein Mis'achav. These are Kraim. These are some tears that cannot be sewed up. She'ein Mis'achav. And we're going to have a Korei Alav Valibo, tears for a parent, as we had before, and we're going to have another group of events that one tears for. The Ritva notes that only regarding this halacha are all of these similar to tearing for a parent. Regarding this halacha of Ein Mis'achin, but there are other differences between tearing for a parent and tearing for the others on this list. The Ritva says, at least in this regard, it's similar to tearing for a parent. So, Akarei Alav Ivalimo, the Al Rabbah Shalom Lo Torah, and on a Rebbe who taught him Torah. So what level of teaching is this? So if you look at the previous Amud, Tosus, which is printed there, quotes 2 days, quotes a machlokas from Eil Metzias. Rabbi Shalom Del Chachma, Tosus quotes, Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Sherov Chachmaso Hemenu, anyone who taught you most of your wisdom, Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilo Heir Einav Ela B'Mishnah Achas, Zeh Rabbo, even if somebody only taught you one Mishnah, that's also could be considered your Rebbe. And it's a machlokas who we paska like machlokas in there in the Gemara, and it's a machlokas we shown. But that was two understandings of Rabbo Shalom Do Chachma. Continuing, V'al Nasi V'al Av Besdin, and also if one tears for a Nasi or Av Besdin, also that's a tear that is not Mis'acha. V'al Shmuos Haraos, and on bad, sad tidings, V'al Berchas Hashem, and Rachman al-Aslan on the cursing of God's name, if you want hears or sees, we'll see in a minute, in a few minutes, one that's also a reason to tear. V'al Sefer Torah Shenisraf, and Rachman al-Aslan, a Sefer Torah that is burned. Somebody sees a Sefer Torah burning, that also is a reason to tear. V'al Are Yehuda, V'al HaMikdash, V'al Yerushalayim. On Are Yehuda, if someone sees the cities of Yehuda, why daf Yehuda? Why not all the cities of Eretz Yisrael? So some the Achron discusses the Pa'as HaShulchan. We saw Mishklov discusses it. He says maybe that's where we're mourning for the Malchus. We're not just mourning for these cities. We're mourning for the Malchus of Are Yehuda, where David HaMelech, his family and his cities were prevalent, or it's just an extension of Yerushalayim. It's Are Yehuda. It's suburbs of Yerushalayim, so really it's an extension of that. V'al HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash, which, as we know, the minhag is when we, the halacha is when one sees the Makam HaMikdash today, Bizman HaZeh, we tear Kriya. V'al Yerushalayim, and on Yerushalayim as well, the Korea al Mikdash Umosif al Yerushalayim. And if somebody tears for the Mikdash, he can be Mosif on that same tear, or just make it bigger on for Yerushalayim. So that's al Mikdash for Mosif al Yerushalayim. What is the issue of tearing on Yerushalayim? Rav Shechter has a piece in Be'ikvei Hatzon where he discusses in Simen Yudches that there are two types of kriyas here, and then Yerushalayim is a third one we have to figure out. Tearing on Ara Yehuda, he says, the many hold the Magen Avram say that we tear on Ara Yehuda only b'churbanan. Why don't we tear on Ara Yehuda b'zman hazeh when we see Chevron today? Why don't we tear Kriya today? When we see any of the other Ari Yehuda? We don't, because the Magen Avram says, Bibinyana, when the Jewish people control cities, so then that's not called Bechorbana anymore, that's called Bibinyana. So that's why once the Jewish people gain control of the cities of Ari Yehuda, so that's called Bibinyana, and that's why we don't tear Kriya Bizmanas anymore. That is Ari Yehuda. Makam HaMikdash, so that is sorry, so that's Ara Yehuda. So therefore, what is the nature of that tear in Kriya? Kriya on Ara Yehuda. It must be because that veil of Malchus based David, that we don't control it. And therefore, once we control it, so therefore, we do not tear Kriya anymore. On the other hand, there's a different type of Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash, obviously, is Kriya on Avelos for the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Even if the Jewish people might control the Yerushalayim, the Israeli government is in control there, and they can do what they want. But that is not called... doesn't matter who controls it. The issue is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, what about Kriya on Yerushalayim? Is Kriya on Yerushalayim more related to tearing, just like we tear on Ara Yehuda, and we have a Velus for the Malchus Beis David. So too Yerushalayim is like that. Yerushalayim is the Ir David, and therefore should we do it today? We don't have Malchus Beis David, but if we control it, it should be like our Yehuda. Or Yerushalayim somewhat different. So he quotes from Rav Salvechik. The Rav Salvechik felt that Yerushalayim was not like our Yehuda, but Yerushalayim was really an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. Because Rav Salvechik pointed out that if you look in the Torah, Lifnei Hashem, the phrase Lifnei Hashem is used three different times, used more than three times, but it has three different connotations. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means the entire city of Yerushalayim. By Katshe Kalam, it says, V'achalta Lifnei Hashem Alokecha. So Lifnei Hashem could be Yerushalayim. Lifnei Hashem sometimes means Harabayis. V'chatzotzos v'kol shofar hari Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. And sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Azara. When it talks about the shechting the kachet kachem, it says v'shachar is ben abakar Lifnei Hashem. So how could the same phrase Lifnei Hashem mean Azara and Harabayis and Yerushalayim? The answer is because all of them come from the same kedusha. Kedushas mikdash overflows. Kedusha in the Kodesh Kadashim overflows into the Azara, overflows into Yerushalayim, overflows the Harabayis, overflows into Yerushalayim. Really, it's one big kedusha, and that is why the tearing kriya on Yerushalayim, Rav Salvechik thought, was really an extension of tearing kriya on mikdash. More related to Mikdash than it is to Arei Yehuda. We'll have another Nafkamina later on today, but that is the issue of tearing Kriya on Yerushalayim.
Maybe that's forbidden to the Lash of the Korea on Mikdash of also called Yerushalayim.
Particularly because it's the same type of Kriya. Correct. We're going to get to that later on in the Yamid, an even stronger Diyak in that case. Okay, so that's all the Kriyas that we have. So says the Gemara now, what is the Makar for all of these Kriyas? Other v'imo v'rabo shlim dator min alon. How do you know you tear kriya for a parent or for a rebbe that taught you Torah? Dechsev, as it says by Elisha and Eliyahu, Elisha ra v'hu mitzaik avi avi rechav Yisrael parashav. When Eliyahu goes up to Shemayim, Elisha sees him and he starts screaming and crying, my father, rechav Yisrael parashav, the chariot of Israel. Avi avi is avi v'imo. Avi avi is a reference to a parent. One avi for the father, one avi for the mother. Rechem Yisrael uparashav zerabo shalim do Torah. The second phrase of you're the chariot of Israel. That's a reference to a rebbe that taught him Torah. My mashma. Well, what is the? How do you get that from this last phrase? Kidda batagi Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef translates it, Rebbe, Rebbe, de tavla honli Yisrael, but slosei may receive chidu parishin. A Rebbe that is greater to B'nai Yisrael with his tfilos, in his koach tfila, greater than chariots. Meaning he has greater power with his tfila, more than any chariot that could protect Klal Yisrael. So it says here, the Batar Gamer of Yosef. So, you know, a number of times this has come up already. Why is Rav Yosef is always the one that translates? Rashi Kedushin says he was a Baki. He was a Baki in translations in Targum. If you look in Tosfos and Baba Kama Dav Gimel says that there are many different Targumim. So some of them are more authoritative than others. Rav Yosef was one who knew authoritative Targumim. You can't always trust everybody with Targumim. So he knew the authoritative ones. And Tosfos says, but not like those other people who give the following pshat, which other Bali Tosfos give. But not like the others who give the following pshat, that Rav Yosef was blind. And we know there's a halacha, Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyata Rishay La'omer Nalpeh, and if somebody... something that's supposed to be written, one cannot be said balpeh, and Dvar Shebalpeh, Yeter Rishon Lomer Bechsav. So some suggest, as Tosfos, that because he was blind, he had no choice. He had no choice but to say Torah balpeh, and specifically, he could give translations because he didn't have a choice, but others shouldn't focus on Targumim. That's what Tosfos suggested in Baba Kama, Dav Gimel on the base. L'bisha Yisagi Nahar, Udvar Shebechsav, Yeter Rishon Lomer Nalpeh, really, written words are not supposed to be said alpeh, lakach hu aya omer targum, debisham eis lasos lashem, evein locha eis lasos godom izeh. He didn't have a choice. Tosfos does not like that. He thinks, no, this is not Dvarim Shebechsav, this is a targum, but that is another idea why Rav Yosef was focused on, he was the baki in targumim, because he was a sagi nahar, and therefore that's what, he wasn't reading the texts anyway. So that is the source for Rabu Shalim Do Torah. So that's for the tearing itself. How do you know that all of these cannot be sewn, stitched up? As the Pasuk says, we had this Pasuk already. He grabbed the begadim and he tore them lishnayim kraim into two tears. Once I know it says he tore them, I know it's torn. When you tear something, it goes into two. Elamalami shekruim vaomdim lishnayim laolam. What do you mean into two tears? It means it should stay as two tears forever. Amalei rishlokesh l'Rabbi Yochanan. 1 minute. Eliyahu chayu. He tore Elisha tear for Eliyahu. Eliyahu didn't die though. Eliyahu was alive. He's still alive. Teku, right? Tishbi Ataritz, right? So Eliyahu Chayu. So how could we bring any proof from this story about tearing kriya for a niftar? So Amalei Kivan Dechsiv Lo Ra'ahu Od Lagabe Didei Kamei Stami. Since it says that Elisha never saw him again, at least from his vantage point, it was kameis. It was as if he died. So you're right, he didn't die objectively, but from his vantage point, we could treat him as an iftar, and his reaction can be learned from to teach us by a regular patira. The Ritva notes that this doesn't apply by every time you leave your Rebbe, even though Elisha still, Elio didn't die, but that doesn't mean we only learn by a niftar here. Says the Ritva, V'davke Elio sha'alo lamarom, ve'in lamedim izeh lamisha pirish bimenu rabo lalechas lamedinas hayam. It's possible you'll see your Rebbe again. Only here, it was for sure. The Meiri though says, no. Even so, let's say you leave your Rebbe and you know for sure somehow that you'll never see your Rebbe again. You still wouldn't tear kriya. This is a different type of case, says the Meiri. It's not Elio going up to Shemayim. Is that just like going to Medina Sayam? So therefore, that's why you're able to learn from here, but you can't but you cannot learn from here just by saying goodbye to a Rebbe in a regular case. Why didn't the Gemara ask this question earlier? We quoted the pasuk earlier of Avi Avi. Only when we quote the second pasuk of Ayikraim, Lishnayim, it quotes, hey, Elio was alive. Why didn't I quote it earlier? So the Ian Yaakov says, because before it, Elisha might not have known that he really didn't die. Maybe he thought he did die. Only afterwards, when he realized that, right, he was a chai, he just went up to Shemayim, only then does the Gemara ask it. But originally, Elisha might not have known, the Ian Yaakov says. Period. Nasi va'av bezdin v'shvos rosa min Allah. And how do you know you tear kriya on for a nasi or an av bezdin or on bad tidings shvos rosa? Dechsiv v'yachazek David b'gadav v'yikra'im v'gam. This is the beginning of Shmuel Beis. This is when he hears about Shaul Hamelach. V'gam kol anashe b'sherito and all the men that were with him tear kriya v'yispedu v'yivku v'yetsu mor erev, and they all said hespedim and they cried and they fasted until the nighttime al Shaul. Because they heard that Shaul was killed, v'al Yonasan b'no and Yonasan, v'al Am Hashem, v'al Am v'al Beis Yisrael, ki naflu becharef. End of the pasuk. Shaul ze nasi. Shaul was the nasi. He was the king, but we can learn that the nasi, the head of the Klal Yisrael, Yuter Kriyan, Yonasan ze avbestin. Al Am Hashem v'al Beis Yisrael, elu shmuos haros. Right, that was the shmuos that they heard that they tore Kriyan. Amalei Rav Bar Shiva. So it was Yonasan the Av Bezdin. So others say that maybe Doeg was the Av Bezdin and others, but again, he was had the stature of the Av Bezdin. That's how we can learn. But again, you're right. There are other Makaras say that there were other generals that were Doeg was the Av Bezdin according to Chazal. Amalei Rav Bar Shiva Rav Kahana Ve'ema Adahavi Kulu. Who says that you tear kriya for any one of these? Maybe they tore kriya because all of these happened. How can you learn that any one of these should be b'chayiv yukriya? Amalei al hifsa ke'inya. No, it says al by each one. Al this and al that and al that. So it's mashma that it's each one separately. Umi kariyan asked the Gemara. Umi kariyan on Shmuel's rose. Can you really bring a riot from here that you tear on Shmuel's rose? Ay v'ha amrulei l'shmuel katal shvar malka tracer alfa yehudai b'mizigas kesari v'lo kara. When Shmuel heard that Shvar Malka had killed 12,000 Jews in Mizigas Kesari, he didn't tear kriya. I thought he was supposed to tear kriya on Shmuel's rose. Answers the Gemara, Lo amru ela barov tzibur ukemaisa shahaya. No, this only applies when rov tzibur is involved, and like the maisa shahaya that happened with Shaul HaMelech. What does rov tzibur mean? That's the machlokas we showed him. The Rambam says, seems to take a kipshuto. Rov tzibur, if rov Klal Yisrael die, And that's it by the story of by Shaul, so many people were killed out. So Rov Tzibris, that's Ketezek Kipshuto. The Ramban says no. Ramban says it means Rov Tzibris are involved in the war, even if a Amid of Klal Yisrael got killed. But if Rov Tzibris are in Tsaris, so then that's where that's what Rov Tzibris means. The Meiri here discusses what about Rov Shevet, Rov Ir. Maybe we could discuss other majorities as well, because we know the entire Shevet in some regarding some halachos is called All Yisrael. So that's the additional what Rov Tzibris might mean. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Ubi kadosh Shvar Malka Yehudai? Did Shvar Malka ever kill out Jews? Was he that type of king? V'amar le Shvar Malka l'Shmuel. Shvar Malka once told Shmuel, Tasi li, delo katli Yehudai me'olam. I never killed any Jews. So he was very proud of the fact. So what do you mean? How do we have the story that he killed out Jews? So Gemara says, no. Hasam inu gamilan afshayu. You're right. He never killed out on his own initiative, but they rebelled against him. If they rebel against him, he wasn't counting those. And that's what happened here. They rebelled against it. They caused it to themselves. To Yom Rabbi Yami, lakal yasiri, to the soft sounds, the bezigas kesari, pakashura de lutkia. The wall, the gates of lutkia were broken because of the sounds of the rebellion. Again, that was there. The Gemara says, Garmi Lenafshayu, that was their own fault, because they shouldn't have rebelled. Okay. Al Birchas Hashem Inalon. Next, Kriya. We tear Kriya on hearing the cursing of Hashem's name. Dechsiv, Vayavo El Yakim Ben Chilkiyo, Asher Alabayas, Veshevna Hasofer, Vyoch Ben Asaf, Hamaskiro Chizkiyo, Kurue Begadim. They came to tell Chizkiyahu, and they were all ripped in clothing because they had heard a kilas a berchas Hashem. Tanur Rabbanan. Echad Hashomea vechad Hashomea mipi Hashomea chayiv likroa. Whether you hear the actual kilas Hashem, cursing of God's name, or you hear somebody repeat it, why would somebody repeat it? Somebody's in Beis Din, right? Megadef, cursing Hashem's name is one of the chayvei misas. And if somebody's megadef, so Edom come to court, they have to tell Beis Din exactly what happened. So you have to tell, right, exactly, even though it's a terrible thing to say, they have to repeat the giduf. They have to say what exactly was heard to be able to be mechayev, the nidon, to be mechayev emisa. So whether somebody hears from the actual person who cursed, or you hear from the shomea, meaning you're in Beis Din, the dayanim, halacha is that the dayanim hear this in Beis Din, hear the repeat, so-and-so cursed Hashem and said, dot, 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 so that also is mechayev akriya. But the witnesses don't have to tear kriya shekvar karu b'shashashabu. The witnesses who are saying it now, they don't have to tear kriya because they already tore kriya when they originally heard it. So the Gemara says, so what? B'shashashabu my havi, hakashari hasha, they hear it now. So what's the difference that they tore kriya before? They tear kriya now, they hear it again. So the Gemara says, no, lo saka daitach, we don't have any havamina for that because the pasuk says that they didn't tear kriya, they only tear kriya the first original time. Dechsiv, Vayikishua Melech Chizkiyo, Vayikres Begadav. It says the Chizkiyo Melech tore Kriya. Hamelech Kara Vehem Lo Karu. They didn't tear Kriya again because they had heard it originally. Because it's not a new klala now. It was from the original one, just the repeat. So therefore, they don't have to tear Kriya. There is a major machlokas Rishonim here, how to understand this. The Ritva, like most Rishonim say, this means, what does Shomea Mipia Shomea mean? So Ritva says it means like we understood it. And that is, if you hear the Shem Hashem being cursed explicitly, the Edom are repeating it, this is what we heard. That's what the Ritva says, that's how we should understand the Gemara. It's not that the Edom just say, so-and-so cursed Hashem. That's not what's being said here, because for that you don't have to say a Kriya. If you hear the Shem HaMefurish, and you hear the actual curse again, that's when you have to tear Kriya. That's what the Ritva says. V'lo ha'yameid stam ploni kilas Hashem. The Eden didn't just say, so-and-so cursed Hashem. Mishum ha'lo katzlinan lay. You wouldn't kill the guy for that, and you wouldn't tear Kriya for that. Elo haya mefaresh Hashem ben dalet osios, v'yachokach omer zeh Hashem gidef. You have to say it explicitly. That's what the Ritva says. The Nemuki Yosef here says no. He says, that's obvious. Was a chiddush that you have, if you hear the Kriyas Hashem, even as a repeat, you have to hear Kriya. For that, for sure. The Nebuk Yosef here says, Tezvavim Mebeis. Kogod Sheshama, you know what's going on here? Sheshama Echad Sheamar, Ani Shamati Ish Ploni Kilas Hashem Beferish. If you hear, say, the Edom say, Reuven cursed Hashem, without saying Shema Mefurash, without saying exactly what the curse was, if you hear that, that already is Chayiv Kriya. That already is chayiv kriya, even if you don't hear the Shema Mefurish. V'lo sibra dvar mamish kamo shahaya. Shib sibra dvar mamish pshita shachayiv lekroa. So therefore it says the machlokas between the Ritva and the Muki Yosef, what exactly is the case here.
And this is worse than, let's say, Reuven. We saw Reuven bow down to an idol.
We saw Reuven bow down to an idol, because that's a specific. That's not as much as a chil hashem than the actual cursing kriyas shema chil hashem amafarsh. Right, it's worse than that. Okay, let's continue. So how do you know that once you tear kriya for a kilas Hashem that it cannot be sewed up? Asya kriya, we learn it from Xerah Shava, from one of the other kriyas that cannot be sewn up. Period. Sefatarah shenisraf minalan. If a sefatarah gets burned, rachmana litzlan, how do you know that you tear kriya for that? Tachsiv. Vahi kikro yehudi shalosh delasoz va'arba'a. We know when they came to read before Yehoyakim, they came to read, as we'll see, this is some prakim from Eicha that Yirmiyo had already read, foretelling the Churban Abayis. You read three or four stanzas to him. Yigra'el batara sofer v'hashlich ala eish asher ala ach. He took it and threw it into the fire. So my shalosh loshes varba. What does that mean? That three or four stanzas. Amru leilo Yehoyakim. They told Yehoyakim. Because of Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinos. Yirmiyahu wrote a Sefer Kinos, which is another name for Eicha. So Amalu Maksiv basis. What's in there? What's in that book? Eicha, Yashva Vadad. How the city is going to be desolate. He started reading Eicha. So Amalu Hano Malka. He says, I'm the king. I'm not worried about it. So the city will be desolate. I don't care. I'm okay. They read the next pasuk. Amalei Bacho Tifke Balayla. There's going to be crying at night. Hano Malka. I'm the king. I don't have to worry about it. Don't worry, I'm not going to be crying at night. Golsa Yehuda Meoni. Everybody's going to go into Golas. I know Malka. I'm the king. I'm not worried. Dark Etziona Velos. Everybody's going to be in mourning. I know Malka. Again, he does not care about anybody except himself. Finally, Hayut Sarehal LaRosh, the hay. Alves Gimbal hay. The heads are going to be the enemies. So now already he says, what? What is that? What are we talking about? Amar Luhuman Amar. Who's talking here? So the next rest of the pasuk. Ki Hashem hoga al rov pisha'eha. Because Hashem is upset. Hashem is groaning about the pshaim, about the negligence of the people. So Yehoyakim gets upset. Miyad kada kol askar sheba. He tore out all of the shame. He ripped out all of the shemos of Hashem, of Eicha, the sarfan ve'esh, and he threw the whole thing into the fire. V'haynu dechsiv. That's what is described in Yirmiyahu. V'lopachdu v'lokaris b'gdeyam. They did not fear or tear their clothing. Mechlal mashma debole mikro. That they should have torn. They should have torn because of the sreifa of the kisvei hakodesh. Amalei Rapabal Abaya. This one ha'ara. There was a machlokes. We shown him here. Do you have to tear kriya rachman al islan for the sreifa of neviim and ksuvim? Right. We're trying to prove here from the sreifa of kisvei of Torah. Sefer Torah Shin Israel, what about Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So the Mordechai here says, yes, why? The whole source here is Eicha. That's the whole source here. It's Ksuvim. The whole source isn't Torah. So obviously, it's for Nevi'im and Ksuvim too. And the Chiddush Ran adds, because the whole point is because of the Askara Shabo. If you put Kisvei HaKodesh, if it's burned, the reason is, the Ran says, it's because of the Askara Shabo. It's the Shemos of Hashem inside. So it should be equal. Nafkamina would be Megillas Esther, which doesn't have a Shemos Hashem. That's burned. Is that according to the Ran? Would that be on a different level or not? Either way, the Mordechai here says that it seems to be just by Nach. Well, the Rambam quotes the Halacha. He just mentioned Sefer Torah. So some Achronim say maybe the Rambam holds only Sefer Torah, but it's not. The Rambam doesn't explicate that it's only Sefer Torah, but he just quotes this Halacha without expanding it. Amalei Rav Papa Lameimar. Rav Papa says, 1 minute. How could this be a raya about for Shmuel's Ros? How can it be a raya for Sreifas HaTorah? Amram Shmuel's Ros. Maybe the reason that they tore, they should have torn in this case, is because they hear about the tragedy that's going to befall them of the Churban. So Amalei Shmuel's Ros, but he shied to Mihavi. But there was no Shmuel's Ros yet. It was the future. Or Shmuel's Rose here. So how can you say this can be a makkah for Shmuel's Rose? So says the Ritva. What's the machlokas here? Rav Papa thought that once a year such a terrible thing is going to happen. You should be able to tear kriya already. You know the future. So what's the answer? The answer is no. A tzibur can always be goes to rip up the gzar din. A tzibur, it's not over till it happens. So the Ritva says a gzar din can be nikra by the tefillah, by tshuva of Klal Yisrael. So even if you know for sure, if you know that it's going to happen in the future, it's really not for sure. So that's what's the machlokas here between these amoraim. What is the machayev for Shmuos Ros? If they actually happened, or if you know that they're going to happen. Amar bichalba amar afuna haros sefer darshin nikra chayv lagosh de krios. Somebody sees a sefer Torah that is torn, then he must tear two krios. Echad al akvil, the echad al aksav. One for the klaf, and one for the letters. First the klaf is burned, or ripped, and then the letters are ripped up. Shenemar acharei srof amelach es hamegillah, the es hadvarim. Right, both. And again, like I just said, that was the Meiri. Because first, when something is burned or ripped, first it affects the cloth, and then it goes to affect the letters. We've had other Gemaras where one of the Amoraim was being burned, one of the Tanaim was being burned, and the letters were going up to Shamayim. Right, there are two Kriyas. There's one for the physical cloth, and one for the Osios. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna Bar Chi Yahavi Yasvi Kamei, Yahavi Yasvi, they were sitting, Kamei, Rabbi Abba, Boy Lafnuye, Rabbi Abba got up to go to the bathroom, Shakli Lito Totfei, he took off his tefillin, Achdei Beishadi, he put it on a pillow, Asya Basna Amisa, Boy Lamivle, there was an ostrich walking around, and the ostrich was about to eat up the tefillin. Omar, so he comes out, and he says, oh, and they saved it. The ostrich did not eat up the tefillin. Hajj chayvin lishnei kriyas. Oh, had the ostrich eaten up my tefillin, I would have had to tear two kriyas. Amalei minalachaha. Why would you have to tear into a kriyas? Vabdidi avi uvda, says his friend, says Rav Huna, it once happened to me. Vasal kamei derav masna, vlo avi biyade. And it came and asked for masna what I should do, and he didn't know. Asal kamei derav Yehuda, and I came in front of Yehuda, v'yamar lihachi amar Shmuel. And he says, this is what Shmuel said, lo amar el bezro okumai zeshahaya. The only time when you have to tear kriya for the destruction of a Torah of tefillin is only bizroah if it was done with somebody's destroying it actively lechal al shem Hashem. But if something just happens, something gets eaten by an animal, so that's obviously sad and tragic. But that is not machayev kriya. There is a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi in Simin Yud Zayin was asked. Must it seems to be that there was a famous fire in Prague. And the questioner says, Yaduam, the first time you heard about our fire in our city, which destroyed so many Sifrei Torah and Kisvi HaKodesh and Tefillin, Venistopically, and I don't know if I'm supposed to tear. But he has come as Kalaposkim, he quotes our Gemara. Am I supposed to tear for this tragedy that happened? So at the end of the tshuva, he said, the Chacham Tzvi says, I've heard about it, it's terrible. But he says, Afla divik kro taraso, according to you, ain't ro makam le kriyazu. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I don't think you should tear. To call ikr chi of kriyazu, eino elo la omid varoe. Bishras your sefer Torah nisraf, but also perik, but also makom. Kamaisa shahaya. The only time you would tear kriya is if you actually see it. You're there and you see the burning of the Sefer Torah. That's where. V'cheinis v'gemara, haroeh Sefer Torah shenisrach. V'kachas v'kol haposkim. Avol shmiya o yediya below re'iya lo. But if you aren't there, you just hear about it afterwards. So then one does not tear kriya for that. V'eini choshev shiyimsu b'kal kodesh prag anashim shayu omdim v'roim Sefer Torah atmo shenisrach. I don't think you'll find anybody there that was actually there and saw it being burned. V'lo afidu tefila acha, not even one tefillin. I don't think you'll see anybody there. The Afsharon Bati Knesios Kashim Nisraf, and even though Rachman al sometimes you walk by and you see a shul that was burned, and you know from the Sefer that the Sefer Torah were also burned there, that's not Machayev Kriya. That is point number one. Point number two is, he quotes our line, that it wasn't Bizroa. It wasn't Bizroa. It was an accident. It burned. It was terrible. But it wasn't Bizroa Kumaisa Shahaya. Therefore, there is no Kriya in that case. Kriya is not just on some tragic event. Kriya is mechuyev by certain events. Continuing, Ari Yehuda minalon. So how do we know? Getting back to the finishing the brisa. How do you know that you tear kriya for Ari Yehuda? Dechsiv vayavo anashim mishchem mishilo mishomron shmonim ish megulchei zaken v'kruy begadem u'miskodidim u'mincho levona biadam lahavi beis Hashem mechulu. So you see, they came. They heard of the Ari Yehuda coming from Ari Yehuda that were desolate, and they came kruy begadem. Somebody sees Ari Yehuda in their desolate state. Omer, he says the following pasuk: Areka chachahayu midbar v'karea. You see that pasuk and you tear. As I mentioned earlier, bizman hazeh, we don't tear for Ari Yehuda because b'churbanan. It says b'churbana, and today it is b'binyana. Right? When the Jews took over Eretz Yisrael in 1948, that had halachic significance. Rav Shechter always likes to quote this Magen Avram that says Bechur Banat changed to Bibinyana because Ari Yehuda, according to that Magen Avram and the Bach in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the halacha changes. Bibinyana and Bechur Banat is totally on the government, not totally on. Is it totally occupied by the Jewish people? There are many non-Jews in Chevron and in other Ari Yehuda, but it is defined as bibinyana if they control it. So that's why there's no kriya for that bisman hazeh. The Beis HaMikdash, obviously, there still is kriya, because that's not totally on, that's totally on the Mikdash. Yerushalayim b'chorbana, it's already said Yerushalayim in its desolate state, Omer, Tzion Midbar Haisa, Yerushalayim Shemama v'Kareya. You say that pasuk, and you tear kriya. And again, we had the two possibilities earlier, what the kriya on Yerushalayim is about. Beis HaMikdash b'chorbana, Omer, Beis Kachena v'Tifarteinu, Asher Hilalucha v'Oseinu, Hayel Esreifas Eish, our special house that our forefathers praised about, has been burned. And all the Siddurim in the back where it talks about Kriya on Yerushalayim, Kriya on the Mikdash, it has this pasuk, and then one tears Kriya, if you haven't been there in 30 days. Kriya on Mikdash and Mosav al Yerushalayim. So the Brisa finished off and said, we tear for the Beis HaMikdash, and we also, or Mosif, we could add on to that Kriya when we tear for Yerushalayim. We tear for the Beis HaMikdash, and the one for Yerushalayim can be added on to that. One doesn't have to have a separate Kriya. For a minu, is that really true? We learned, Echad HaShomea v'Echad HaRoeh, whether somebody hears or sees about the Churban. That's what I mean, somebody hears or sees. So the Ritva says, if you hear about it if you live during the Churban, Shomea is talking about if you live then. Roeh is Bezman Hazeh. So Shomea is Bezman Abayis, Roeh is Bezman Hazeh. The Rishash says, no. The Rishash says, I have a possibility even Bezman Hazeh. Let's say a Tinuk Shanishba. Somebody that's on a deserted island all his life. And then he comes off the deserted island and all of a sudden he hears that there was something called the Beis HaMikdash and it was destroyed and it's terrible. So the Rishash says, he'd also have to do Kriya then. It's not Dafka, Shomea, Bezman HaMikdash, but even Shomea, Bezman Hazeh. So Echad HaShomea, Echad HaRoeh, Kimin Shigil at Sofim, Korea, once we get to, somebody gets to Sofim, he tears Kriya, but Korea al Mikdash b'vnei Atzmo, while Yerushalayim b'vnei Atzmo, and he tears separately for the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Stira, we just said you can be Mosif on the Kriya of Yerushalayim, on the Kriya of the Mikdash, it can be most of Yerushalayim. And here it says you have to do them separately. Lokasha, Hadapaga Mikdash Beresha, Hadapaga Yerushalayim Beresha. Depends which one came first. If the one for Mikdash came first, if you first saw the Beis HaMikdash, so then you can add on to that and tear Kriya on Yerushalayim. If you first saw Yerushalayim, then you cannot add on to that and tear for the Mikdash. How is that possible that you first saw the Beis HaMikdash? Isn't the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? So Rashi says they carried you in a box. They carried you in a box and she didn't take a migdal. You didn't see anything, and then they took you out and you were there. The Ritvot has another suggestion. He says if you come from the east, the first, because Harabayis is lifted up, the first place you'll see, the highest spot could be that you'll see Harabayis first. If you come from the east, because that's coming from the that Harabayis is the highest. From Harazesim, right. From that spot, maybe you'll be able to see Harabayis before you see the rest of Yerushalayim. What's the svar for this chilek? Why is it that if you already tore for Mikdash, you'll be able to be add on to that same tear and tear for Yerushalayim, but not the opposite? So it could be based on what the thought we said earlier from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, if the entire Kedushas Yerushalayim flows from Mikdash, that's the Mechayiv, it's just an overflow, so then it might make sense that if you have the source, if you first tore for the source, then it's just an overflow, you could add on to the Kriya, it could be Mosif. Mashenkin, if you just tore for the overflow, for the Yerushalayim, so it could be when you come to the source, you'd have to tear again. That can't be just added on to a previous Kriya. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. All these kriyas that we were talking about can be stitched up in a non-professional way. These are all different types of stitching up in an unprofessional way. But you can't be ma'acha them, which would be stitching them up perfectly, totally. Amar of Chizka ubeichli Alexandri. And in Alexandrian stitching up, that's the one that's perfect, and that's the one that you're not allowed to do. Tana Rabbanon, Hakoreya mitocha shalom, mitocha bala, mitocha leke, mitocha sulamos lo yatsa. Let's say you have a shirt that was sewn up in an unprofessional way, so can you tear that to be yotzei your kriya of kriya? And the answer is no. Just like you're allowed to sew up your kriya in one of these types of stitchings, because that's not really called a sewing up, so too if you tear one of these, it's not called a real ripping, because it's not really sewn up. So therefore, you wouldn't be yotzei your chi of kriya by tearing one of these. But if it's totally sewed up, so then you would be able to tear these. And Amrav Chizu, again, it would be ichi Alexandri. This Alexandrian type of stitching, that's considered totally sewn up, and that would be okay to tear for your chi of kriya. You're allowed to turn over. Let's say you have a type of a robe, some type of shirt that you tear for kriya on. You could turn it over so that the top part of the robe is the bottom and the bottom is the top. And now it's not considered your shirt that you tore kriya on. Now it's the bottom. Kriya is only the top of your garment. So if it's the bottom of your garment, you can do that. And now you can be ma'achid. Now you can sew it back up. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no, asalach oso. You can't just turn it over. Once you tore kriya on it, it's finished. Interesting. Once, not only is the one who tore kriya not allowed to sew these back up, but even a buyer of these garments, it's a din in the beged, it's not a din in the gavra. And therefore, even the buyer himself is not allowed to sew it back up. So when you sell a shirt, like a torn shirt, we live in a society where we just throw out these shirts. But if you live in a time when times are tough, so the mocher has to let the lokeach know that this is my torn shirt and it cannot be stitched back up. Two halachic discussions that come up here in the Rishonim. Number one, what if you didn't tell him? What if you sold him the shirt and you didn't tell him? Is it a mekach tos? You didn't tell him that that this was your aveilus shirt. He bought it, then obviously, if you didn't see it was ripped, so then obviously that's a mekach tos. But if he sees that it was ripped, then he bought it anyway, he didn't say anything. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that it's a mekach tos, and the whole din is batel. And other, Rabbi Yosef Lunel, he says, what do you mean? He says, this guy bought the shirt, and he saw it was a torn beged. So, Mistama, he could have thought that, that this could have been a kriya shirt. See, he's not so sure that it should be a mekach tos. That's halakha discussion number one. The other discussion is, let's say you just bought, there's a mesecha smachos that says, im lakach beged karua, umatzo karua. Let's say you find, or you buy a shirt, and you don't know. Are you allowed to sew it up? You're allowed to sew it up. You bought a shirt from the shuk. You don't know. So the mesecha smachos says, is asur la'achoso. It's asur because minastam, crips that aren't sewn back up, lachora, are krum she'inim esachim, and therefore, you're not allowed to sew it back up. Ask the Ramban and the Maseches Machos, one second. Our Gemara says the moker is not allowed to sell it without saying. And the fact that you bought it from the shuk and he didn't tell you, isn't that like a raya that it's not one of these shirts? So the Ramban goes back and says, no, because it must be that you can't rely on it so much. It's his achrayus to tell you, but you still can't rely on it. Both have to be choshesh. You have to be choshesh to tell the person that you sold it, and the person has to be choshesh that the guy forgot and didn't tell him, and in either way, one has to be machmir in both directions. Okay. Tanu Rabbanon, tchilas kriya tefach, but doesn't have a shalosh yisbo, Rabbi Meir, when you tear kriya, you have to tear it a tefach. And let's say you're being mosif on the kriya. We'll get to some cases. Let's say you find out about two avelios, one after another. You're allowed to be mosif on the same tear, just the length of three fingers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tchilas Kriya Sholosh Esbos, but the Tosefes Kol Shu. No. The first kriya has to be three finger widths, and the Tosefes can be just a tiny amount. Omer Ula, Halacha Rabbi Meir Bekriya, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda B'Tosefes. We all like Rabbi Meir by the kriya, meaning it has to be a tefach originally, and like Rabbi Yehuda by Tosefes, it could be a Kol Shu. Tani Nami Hafti, we also learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tchilas Kriya Tavach, but the Sevas Kol Shu. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, Amrulo Meis Aviv, Vikara Meis Benova Hosef. Somebody hears that his father died, and then he tore Kriya, then he hears his son died, Chaman Alastan, and then he adds on, it can be Mosef, within like one right after another, Tachton Mesacha, El Yoreni Mesacha. The bottom part of your Kriya can be sewn up, and not the top part, because you're not allowed to sew up for a parent. You're allowed to sew up for any of the other Avelim. Meis Beno, and the opposite in the other case. Meis Beno Vakara, Meis Aviva Hosef, El Yoreni Mesacha, Tachton Yoreni Mesacha. Right, the Kriya for a parent can always not be stitched up, and the Kriya for any other relative can be stitched up. If somebody hears about his parents and his brother and his sister all together, Korea Kara Echad Al Kulan. You can just hear one Kriya for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, no. Al Kulan Kara Echad Al Aviv Imo Kara Echad. No. The brother and the sister get one, and the parents get one. Lefisha Imo Sifan Al Kara Aviv Imo. The parents have to have a separate one. They can't be a Hosafa. My Taima, why? Amar Brachma Yisrael. Lefisha Imo Tosefes. They're not included in the halacha of Tosefes. The Ritva here says has two deos. When it says kara aviv imo, that means one for both parents. Could you do one for both parents, or does each parent require a separate kriya? Two deos in the Ritva. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Shmuel says, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, you have to have a separate kriya for parents. Ask the Gemara, Omi Amar Shmuel hachi, Omi Amar Shmuel halacha divrei mekabah avel. Didn't Amar Shmuel say the halacha is like divrei mekabah when it comes to avelos? So why here is he machmir? Answers the Gemara, an important yesod, avelos l'chud, ukriya l'chud. There's a difference between avelos and kriya. Kriya is not avelos, separate. Avelos, the Rosh says, avelos is purely drabanan. Kriya has a smach mi daraisa. And therefore, there's a difference. Or others say avelos is mimushachas. It's drawn out. Kriya is one moment, but we don't say kriya is not part of avelos. Kriya is a separate din. Sometimes you tear kriya even without avelos. So therefore, we don't. You say halacha divrei mekabah but avel, but we don't say halacha divrei mekabah but kriya.
That's right. If you buy a shirt, you don't know if it's from a kriya. You can't.
Right. If you don't know, you don't say savik l'kola. Right. Because this is not in avelos. This is kriya and avelos are separate. I didn't mention it at the time, but I found it... actually, you know what? Let's finish first, and then at the end I'll mention an idea on halacha divrei mekabah avel, and then I'll start with it tomorrow. First, let's go a little more. Ad heichad kareya at tibura v'yeshem ad libo. How far could you add on to your tear if you're mosif? Like we say, if you hear right away, you can be mosif. How far down could you go? Until the shirt's totally all the way at the bottom? So, either until the belly button or until the heart. Even though there's no proof to this, we have a hint to this. Shneemar, as it says in Yoel, v'kir levavchem ba'al begdechem. Tear your hearts, do tshuva, and not your begadim. So that's what he said. Your hearts, that's a remez. Higilat tiburo. So what happens if you used up all your kriyas? You went all the way down. So marchik shalosh etzbos v'koreya. So you could just move over three etzbos to the side and tear again on your shirt. Nismali milafanim achzir l'acharav. Let's say you used your whole front of your shirt for kriyas. So then you go back. You could turn it around and use the back. Nismali milamala hofcha milamata. If you finish the top, you could turn it over and use the bottom. But if you just tear from the bottom or from the sides, that is not a kriya. Kriya must be from the top. The Kohen Gadol rips a little bit at the bottom. The Mefarshim Rishonim explained that he really has no chiyuv of kriya. He does it a little covered, but at the bottom. But he doesn't want it to be so nikars, therefore he doesn't do it at the top. Ask Rav Shach and the Avia Ezri. He doesn't really have to tear. He's just doing it out covered. Big dick kahuna. How can you just tear? Oh, just to do it a little bit. Big thing when you're not allowed to tear. So he says it must be yar. It must be this is a kiyum somewhat. Because if it's just stam to be yotzezayin a little bit, you can't tear your big thing kahuna. So it must be that there is some type of kiyum here. Period. Pligi barav matzav marukva v'shramish v'davu v'shmu v'alevi. Machlokas. Chad amar kol shiva korea lachar shiva mosif. What if you hear about another reason, another relative within Shiva or after Shiva? So the first opinion says, during Shiva, if you hear about it, Korea, you have to tear another Kriya. You can't just be Mosif. Liachar Shiva Mosif. But after Shiva, you can be Mosif on your tear. V'chadam rekol shloshim Korea lachar shloshim Mosif. Shloshim is the cutoff point. So Maskel Lerba Zeir, why is this? Mianda amar kol shiva Korea, according to the one who says that if you hear about a second relative during Shiva, you're not allowed to be Mosif, you just have to have a new one. Amai, why can't you tear? Why? Because it must be you're at that point during Shiva, you're not allowed to stitch up your original tear. So at that time, at that point, you're not allowed to touch this tear that you did. So that's why you're not allowed to be Mosif, because you can't touch this tear. So Elohad Amar Mar, Ha'isha Shalotala Altar, Hakanami, then what about by a woman? A woman is allowed to stitch it up right away. Al Sneas. So should we say that she's allowed to be Mosif onto that tear? Somebody said, no, Hasim Mishim Kfod Ishahu. It's not that she's really allowed to. We're Mako, Al Sneas, but she's really not allowed to. So therefore she doesn't have a different halacha. And also says the other one. Manda Amar Kol Shloshim Kareya Amai Dlonitin Lacho. So, according to the one who says you can't tear within Shloshim, why is that again? Because you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to sew it back up then. Ella Aviv Li'imo Dlonitin Lacho Sala Ola Bachinami. So we should say for a parent, you can never be Mosif, even after Shloshim, because you could never stitch those back up. So our answer no. Hasi Mishim Kavod Aviv Li'imo Hu. There again, it's not a Me'ikir Hadin that you're not allowed to stitch it back up. It's just Al Tzkavod Aviv Li'imo. But really, one can be, and therefore there's no difference, regarding this halacha of being Mosif on a Kriya even after Shloshim. Period. There's more to talk about, so I want to stop here, and we will start with this tomorrow. Okay, what's coming up is an important few lines, so I don't want to rush through it. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow. All right, go ahead.